This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Smile. Happy times are here. For many people having a vacation is the epitome of summertime. It's just the weather as much as anything else. I find that I'm not worried about vacations. I just like to be warm.
Well, the traveling, I think, aren't there studies about that it's actually good for your health to take a vacation every so often, whether it's once a year or once every other year?
Yeah, take a time. Go do something different.
Yeah.
I think that's really the point. Excuse me. Doing the same thing all the time is not good. That's one of the reasons I think I thrive is because I do so many different things in my life. And so maybe that's why I don't feel like I need a vacation. I need to see my family, and I need to be in the atmosphere that they're in, like they feel like they need to in the summertime and during holidays come see me. But we see each other, given the fact that there's a great distance between us, it isn't like there's really a great distance between us. And I thank the, as much as I'm critical about those damn devices, I love FaceTime. Last night I spent Miles, my grandson from my daughter Megan, was absolutely determined for me to see him in his new bathtub because they moved to a new house and they have this. This is a sort of a jacuzzi, you know, those bathtubs that have the jets in them and the water it comes out. And he, Gramps, you got to see this. So he takes his clothes off and jumps into the tub. And, of course, at that age, they're happy now to have you see all of them. They want, look at this. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of fun that he's...
Well, because that hasn't been really...
Wiped away.
They haven't been shamed for anything.
No.
Or they haven't. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And there's a certain amount of confidence I see in him. I said to Megan, it's really every time I talk to him, which is a couple times a week, we have some FaceTime. He's changed so much so quickly. He's like a rail. He's getting tall, and he's growing, and so his body can't keep up with the stretch. You know what I mean? And he's had this summer already great experiences running around. He's very active, and he also likes to stimulate his brain. So he's had some camps and made new friends, and he just runs from one thing to the next. Maybe that he got that from me, but he's just having a great time. And the reason that I say that is because that's part of the reward that we have as we travel around. And summertime is a great time for you to travel around and enjoy the other people that you love, people that are in your family. And especially as we were talking about this last night, how much more confident he is than he was, let's say, a year ago. He was not socially backward, but he just was shy. And now he's not really. And I think part of that is because he's been out and exposed to so many different situations. I think that's the thing that you can do. And it isn't all about money. It's about what you know, it isn't that it costs money, because a lot of these things don't cost a lot of money. It's just if you have the interest and take the time to read and see what's available. There are all kinds of programs available here in my town of Framingham. I know a friend of mine brings her daughter to the Parks Department. Has ongoing every week. There's a different sort of thing a couple of dozen youngsters, certain ages, take advantage of. And I think this is sort of what your public treasury is supposed to be used for, isn't it? To give people, you've got all these resources, like in Framingham is Bowditch Field. It's used for the football games in the high school. It's used for all kinds of local events and the summer camp experiences that youngsters are having. A lot of them are being held there. And so it's cool. And many of the counselors, remember when you went to camp and the counselors were college kids and you looked up to them and you thought it was, wow, isn't it cool that so-and-so is my camp counselor? Did you have that experience, Jay?
I didn't really do camp stuff.
I didn't.
But
oh, okay.
I do recall that feeling of being younger and looking at high school age teens or college teens and just thinking that they were so adult and so cool and so accomplished and all of this stuff. And people in their 20s were like full-on adults, and they had their stuff together. And 30-year-olds, oh, my gosh, they are like the epitome of adulthood. They know everything.
Yeah.
And then you get there, and you're like, oh, they had us fooled. Now it's our turn to fool the other one.
Right. Yes. Now to it. Megan went to a camp for 4 years, and then she became a counselor for another 3 years, and she loved it. And meanwhile, Brendan, my son, couldn't stand being at camp. He didn't take it. He went to one camp one summer for 1 week, and he didn't, he never took a poop. He didn't go to the bath. He didn't take a shower. He just didn't want to do any of it.
Too out of his element.
Yeah.
Wasn't happening.
Yeah, it wasn't for him. One of the great places to go for camp I have found. I remember both of the children went to a camp up in Vermont, and it's funny how things sort of all collide. Last weekend I drove through Vermont to go up to New York to pick up a piece of farm equipment, and on the way back I was thinking how wonderful, what a beautiful state. It was sunny and warm, and I love stopping. I took the long road home so I could see all the farms. And then the next day they got walloped by this tropical storm. They haven't had anything up there like that for years and years and years. So you keep seeing all the national news focusing on the weather in Vermont and what happened, how they got slammed, and how they weren't really ready for it. And so the evaluation of El Nino is going on and what that's doing and how the golden... I continue to rail. Maybe I should stop doing this, Jay. Maybe you have to counsel me because I'm so tired of this nonsense about global warming and how it takes over everything, and people say, oh, my God. Like, what are you going to really do about it? You're not going to... An electric car isn't going to stop what's going on. Pretty much nothing that we do. I don't mean...
It's happening anyway. That's just how Earth is moving. But at the same time, we as humans don't need to progress anything. And this isn't really a global warming situation, but the conversation we had on the beaches, where there were just so many... So much trash left on what was it, in Utah, I think it was, one of the beaches just had so much trash. And it's one of those things of like, okay, maybe we can't do a lot to reverse things, but we can stop the fast progression. Maybe we can do a little bit to slow it down, and in our own neighborhood, in our own corner, like pick up your own trash. Maybe you don't have to just drive around aimlessly. You don't need an electric vehicle because, let's be honest, the pollution that puts out just to create those electric vehicles, but maybe just don't go cruising all the time. Do something else. Ride your bike instead. If you are going somewhere where it's not too far away and the conditions are right, it's not crazy hot or pouring rain and you have safety, ride your bike. Go for it.
Yeah. I think that's one of the great things about the summer. The water temperatures are getting warmer. It's fun to be in the lakes and that sort of thing. So to speak, but because it is hot, and you're trying to find ways to cool down, there's a new paint, a new super white paint that has been created that actually reflects the sun's rays back into space. And this is what's being used on a lot of new buildings. They have this new, I'm finding this out because I'm involved in this development to sort of save this farm in my neighborhood. And we have these, what they call the stretch code, which is a way of making the home less vulnerable to heat and to cold. So you have insulation, and we're looking at whether we want to do just use cement, because that's one of the new things. You can put an 8-inch cement wall up or a 12-inch cement wall up, and then the house is built around it. But the frame, it doesn't need to be framed per se. Everything's built around the concrete. So the outside looks like a regular stick-built house. The inside is like a regular stick-built house, but yet it isn't. And one of the things that it does is keep the house cool in the summer. You ever notice when you go to the cellar of your house in the summertime, how cool, it's much cooler down there than it is in the rest of the house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because cold air is heavier. It, cold air falls, hot air rises. Mm-hmm. That's why it's always so much hotter when you go upstairs.
Yeah, and because it's sort of an insulation and the ground gets cooler the deeper you go into it, that also helps. So it really is, I think this is a great, I'm learning so much doing this project. I am really learning a whole lot about how things work. And it's wonderful. It's great. It's great for the brain.
Oh, yeah. I bet it's been really fascinating.
Yep. All right. So there are some things showing up this week. I was talking earlier about the support that's waning for DeSantis and maybe the support has been waning for Trump. I know a lot of you Trumpers think that's blasphemy that I say that because nobody else on the radio dares to say that. Well, I don't know about daring. It just is the way that it is. And we're going to talk in terms of what is our preference. I would like to see somebody who's new, different, whether it be a Republican or a Democrat, who's not towing the same party line, who's not looking to find curry favor, if you will, with the same bunch and saying the same thing over again. Oh, I don't dare say anything bad about Trump. I told a lot of people, there was an examination in one of the trades about talk radio and what hosts there that aren't identified for good reason, who don't dare to think differently or think out of the box or proclaim something that's not about Trump because of the fanaticism of people who will say, I'm never going to, there have been protests at radio stations who carry programs that are not supportive of Trump. What the hell's going on here? The whole business of free speech, you're going to shut down a radio station because there isn't enough support for Trump. Are you kidding? And I think that's the reason that the case, people are looking askance at what the Republicans are putting up in terms of Biden. Do I think Biden is a good president? No, I think he's a horrible, he's a disgrace. Do I think his son is a good guy? No, I think his son is a crook and a slime wad. But to continue with, there's nothing new here. To continue to pound away with the same old, doesn't get you any place. And I think that's why the case against Biden is fizzling, because they keep hammering away. It's the same as the other stuff about just keep hammering away, say the same thing over and over again, and it's boring as all get out. So, having said that, I think I'll take a break. 18 past the hour. Thank you.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As Michael wins his way toward the big city, it's time for us to get back to the focus, the serious side of things when it comes to news talk radio. Michael and I have great camaraderie. We have great conversations about not only the things that are the focus of his work at Talkers Magazine, but also things in general. Observations mostly based on what we know about each other and what we know about the news talk radio business, which is our business, the people that we've observed over the years, the interesting interpretations of things that have come from folks that are real characters. And in that category, I put Elon Musk, who's number nine on the people list this week, and the social media stuff is also on the story list. So he has now launched, Musk, Michael, has launched his own AI company to compete with ChatGPT. I don't even think we're far enough on. I don't even really know that I know what ChatGPT is. Do you?
Yeah, I do know what it is. I certainly don't understand how it works any more than I understand how the engine in the car I'm driving works. But we're using it, and a lot of people are. You know, you mentioned Musk before, and you said Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, the two titans in social media. At least Zuckerberg built his company from scratch and was doing it for years. It disturbs me how Musk just wrote a check and now is in control of one of the major venues of conversation and communications in America. These billionaires have such concentrated power over communications that is a problem for the First Amendment as well. But that aside, artificial intelligence is up there with the wheel and fire and refrigeration in terms of the impact on our society. I've always said that modern communications is rewiring the human nervous system. Well, this is doing an overhaul on the human nervous system, the results of which are very scary because it has a double-edged sword on an exponential level, up there with nuclear power. And I hope maybe someday you and I can do a whole program on this subject. I'm learning everything I possibly can about it. And, I'm a newcomer to it, as is everybody else on the planet, other than those, geeks and engineers and brilliant, brilliant technicians who've invented this thing.
Well, we talk about technology with lots of different references. You, in that last couple of minutes, talked about the technology of running your car. That's a certain type of technology. We use the term in a generic sense to apply to lots of different things, but the implication today, when we talk about technology, is the demonstrable use of iPhones and iPads and devices. And then we get into discussions about, where all of the stuff that runs these devices comes from, and why did we let the Chinese get control of it, and not only do they have control of the technology, but they use it against us. And there's a whole broad spectrum of conversation that comes out of using that word technology. I think it's
Yeah, I want to say something. I want to jump in. You say the Chinese use it against us. Not only do the Chinese use it against us, we use it against us.
Yeah.
We have to. It isn't like we're all united and looking up for each other, Doug.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. And so with that in mind, you think, are we any better than anybody else? We put ourselves on that pedestal, but it is a question to ponder. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, here at 28 After on the Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Extreme heat is baking the Southwest USA today. Mark Mayfield has the latest.
Forecasters in Phoenix say Saturday was the hottest day of the year for the city, which hit 118 degrees at Sky Harbor International Airport. In California, Death Valley topped out at over 120 degrees. The heat is expected to continue this week as a high-pressure dome from Texas moves westward.
The unidentified suspect accused of fatally shooting 4 people in Georgia has been killed following a manhunt. Authorities made the announcement yesterday saying the monster is dead. Law enforcement tracked down the man to a location in the area and exchanged gunfire with him twice before he was, quote, neutralized, end quote. The suspect had been accused of killing 3 men and a woman Saturday in Hampton. That's about 30 miles south of Atlanta. In Sunday's update, police mentioned that multiple police officers were injured. Lance Pry, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi, guys, it's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
Yes. A blast off into summertime. Where the living is easy. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Welcome to the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner.
Hi.
Careful. Hi. That's nice to hear that. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Are you wella today?
Yeah. I mean, my lungs, they're going to be shot for some time. Pneumonia will do that to you. But otherwise, I am feeling really very well. Thank you.
That is good news. And so there's some other good news, too. Here's a fellow found the surprise of a lifetime in his field. 700 coins. This is down in Kentucky. Guy finds 700 coins from the Civil War buried on his land. And this stuff could be worth millions. Nearly 700 $1, $10, $20 gold dollars issued by the U.S. Mint around the time of the Civil War. The discovery is being called the Great Kentucky Hoard. And these gold coins, said the finder, the most insane thing ever. Now, I'm betting nobody, he's not making himself known, right? We don't know who this guy is.
Cause no, no.
If you know who he is, the world's going to collapse around him, right? Exactly. Apparently, a lot of wealthy Kentuckians bury large quantities of gold and silver just before the Civil War and during the Civil War. So they've been looking around for these. The archaeologists have been, of course. And this fellow seems to have found him. There's gold in that there land. So here we go. With Kentucky was neutral, by the way, at the time. So a lot of people from both the North and the South buried money. They literally buried money. Mm-hmm. In the land, or in the ground.
And not because they thought somebody was going to take their money, but because these were federally issued coins.
Yeah.
That meant the original owners could possibly be identified as collaborators with the feds during this time when, like you said, Kentucky was neutral. And so that's why they buried them and hid them, because they didn't want to be known to be associated.
Right. Well, there you go. Something, so you could get one of those those magnet things that you go around. There are people that go to the beach, or they go around.
Oh, the metal detectors.
Yeah, find some. There's gold. Go find the gold. The gold for people who are married is to stay in the relationship and do well by it. To do good things and to be well in the marriage. And a lot of people wish for all kinds of things in a marriage. I would be the first to tell you I'm certainly no expert on marriage, having only been married once and it was a miserable failure. Perhaps that's why I've stayed away from it. Maybe that isn't the smartest psychological thing to have done. I've come close to being married a number of times again, but it just didn't work, didn't feel right, for whatever the reason. There are different ways of separation, though, I'm finding. And I was talking to a friend of mine who doesn't particularly like her husband, and I'm not sure how much he likes her, but they want to stay together for various reasons, children, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
So they have decided not to sleep together anymore. And some are calling this sleep divorce. One wonders if you and your marriage are headed for a sleep divorce. A lot of people, there's a survey from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, shows that a lot of Americans are getting this sleep divorce because what it is sleeping separately from your partner.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have to specify this, because it sounds like there's two different things. Like with your friends who are kind of, it seems like they're separating without actually separating.
Yeah.
When you say they're no longer going to sleep together, it kind of sounds like they're not going to be doing the hibbity-dibbity.
Maybe.
Which probably. But yeah, the sleep divorce thing where my husband and I have pretty much done this our entire relationship. We have separate bedrooms. And then our last house, we had a shared bedroom, but he still slept in the guest bedroom. And that's in large part because we keep different hours.
Mm-hmm.
I had a morning start job where he had an overnight job.
Right.
And it was just one of those things. It was just easier. I do not like having any lights on or TV. He has to listen to the TV as he falls asleep. And he's partially deaf, so that TV is loud.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Handy for him if he's he's partially deaf.
Excuse you, sir?
Yeah, okay. The nominees are in for television's biggest night. Good luck if you're trying to plan a schedule around that, because it looks like not only the writers are on strike, but the actors are going to go out on strike pretty soon, too. The Television Academy, however, has announced the nominations for the Emmy Awards, and Succession led the pack with a total of 27 nods. I wish I had. I sort of would go in and out of Succession trying to figure out what was going on, and if you didn't get at it early on or spend some time, invest some time in figuring out what was going on, it wasn't an easy sell. But all of this stuff. So the last year and a half, I really get into it, and I found myself fascinated by the female lead. I thought that she really was the glue of the program in many respects. And she wasn't a good person at all. She was interesting to look at and to listen to. Her mannerisms were fabulous. She's an Australian actress named Susie Snoop, I think is her name, something like that. But she, for me, made this television show really worthwhile. But there are so many things about it. 27 different nominations? Wow. For one show,
yeah.
And then there's The Last of Us that got 24, The White Lotus got 23. I don't understand The White Lotus. I have not watched The Last of Us. What I did see of it didn't appeal to me, and James explained earlier the reason for that, because it's not me. It's not for me. It's not a show that I'm going to be interested in. White Lotus, the female lead, that woman from Boston who is a hot potato. What the heck is her name? The actress... Who
oh,
just,
my goodness. Why am I yeah, love her. Why yeah, am I blanking yeah. on her name right
She's
now?
She's this real sex bot.
Yeah.
Very
Jennifer Coolidge.
Mm-hmm. Coolidge, that's it. Right, yep. So she's an interesting way of getting into it. But Ted Lasso also. Why did they stop producing that? That got 21 nominations, by the way.
Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
I thought they were... that show stopped? I thought that one was still
going
on.
I think that was in the last season. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that's something that is a... an ongoing conversation. The conversation about the controversies, not regarding the show, but whether they're going to have the show. It's supposed to be on in September, but if the writers go, well, the writers are on strike.
Yeah.
Now, if the actors go on strike, who's going to show up?
That's
right?
a good question. Well, the Tony Awards were supposed to not be televised, and then they got an exemption approval to go ahead and move forward with it. But with SAG-AFTRA, negotiations officially fell through, and now the board is going to be voting to see whether or not they are officially going to move to strike.
Well, I see that, and there's so many things that you can watch on television. I find myself, I might spend an hour. At the end of the day, I've had like it's 9 or 9:30 before the day ends, and I might want a little something to eat. I'll sit in front of the television and watch some of my favorite shows, or I'll go to Grit, which is an old network of cowboy shows, old cowboy movies and stuff. And some of them I've seen before, and it's been a long time since I saw them. Others I haven't seen for a long time. Some of the stories are cool. Some of the actors are great. If they get into the business of the Indians and all the Indians are bad Indians, which was part of some of the clang in the 50s and 60s, then I just turn it off because I'm not into that. But I do some of the stories, the old stories and the old actors. It's kind of fun to watch that, but that's just me unwinding for an hour or so, and then I go to bed.
Mm-hmm. But also, like, the delivery. I feel like 50s and 60s kind of movies, they have also, in their, like, I love watching Doris Day movies.
Yeah.
The delivery in those lines are just so pointed and have almost a melodic kind of beat in the delivery.
Yeah.
They're great to watch.
It's fun. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, here's a celebration to appeal to everybody. As you know, I'm a big fan of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration and the NASA website. This is hard to believe. We mark this week one full year since the first images taken by the Webb Space Telescope became public. Right? Look at the things that have, it seemed like 5 minutes ago this thing was launched. And now, looking at the images, press releases this week to note that this is the first year anniversary, had some new pictures of what we're seeing that's 390 light years away from the Earth. We can't even imagine. There's no way our brain wraps itself around this. The cloud complexity of looking into the history of the universe, because that's what you're looking at. Most of this stuff hasn't existed. Most of the things that the picture, and this is, what do you mean? How can this be? Most of the pictures that are coming back are of things that were gone literally billions of years ago. Stars, planets, solar systems, galaxies don't exist anymore, and yet we have pictures of them. How can that be? Our mind, again, can't wrap itself around this stuff. And so for those of you who are deniers, or you think UFOs or you know, something that exists only in a comic book, you are really out to lunch. Because there's no way you can even begin to imagine what's there. These dust clouds that the Webb telescope has been peering into way out in the cosmos so far away, 390 light years away. Do you know what that means in terms of light years? Light travels at, what is it, the speed of sound is 180 feet per second, I think, isn't it? Is that, am I right in remembering that?
I think that sounds about right. I will not correct you otherwise.
Well, it just is, it's what I'm saying is, maybe it's redundant. It just is so amazing that we have this sort of thing and we can watch it.
Well, even just thinking that some of the stars we see when we look out into the sky, some of them don't even exist anymore, but we don't know that yet because of the way light is traveling.
Yeah.
The light is still working its way to us and to our sky view, even though it may no longer exist.
Yep. Pretty amazing. Okay, I saw some pictures yesterday of the trusses for the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris being hoisted up the new roof. It's taking a long time because they're trying to recreate. It's right on the banks of the Seine River. And it's, I have fond memories of having my daughter and I having a lunch. There's a cafe right next to Notre Dame, and we sat there spring day and had lunch, and it just, whenever I think about that cathedral and what happened to it and how it basically was destroyed, like really destroyed. So what they're doing, they've spared no expense to recreate this thing because it means so much to the French people, to make sure that it looks exactly the way it did before the fire. So that's what they're putting up there now, and it's quite an interesting thing to watch if you're able to do that. You certainly can with all the devices around and all the pictures. 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Chuck Curry, our movie man, Movie Moments, with a focus on, is this the TV show Ghosts? Is that what this is?
No, the movie from 1990.
Oh, with Patrick Swayze,
yeah.
Demi Moore,
Demi Moore.
Yep, right. Why are we playing this?
Because I got a couple cool stories about this movie. This day in movie history, July 13th, 1990, Ghost hit theaters. It was produced on a budget of $23 million.
Wow!
And grossed $515 million. $515 million worldwide.
Those are the good old days.
Domestically, here's the thing. Real quick, I remember. I was watching TV, David Letterman, back in the day, Bruce Willis came on, and he was promoting Die Hard 2.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to Dave, he said, you know, my wife, who was his wife at the time, Demi Moore, he said, my wife did a film which is coming out soon. It's called Ghost. And he goes, I've seen it. And he goes, mark my words, this will be a massive sleeper hit. And he was correct. I remember that interview.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You don't get this anymore because movies are basically, they're so force-fed to us that they don't give a chance for movies to be sleepers. But if you watch the Michael J. Fox documentary on Apple, which is a terrific piece of television, he said that one of his regrets is he actually turned down the Patrick Swayze role.
I didn't know that, really.
That would have been really interesting. Yeah, that would have been really interesting. But Ghost made a lot of money. The public loved that film. You got people going back to see that 2, 3, 4, 5 times in a movie theater. Very successful movie. But again, this is the dichotomy in the industry. Why in 1990, which is not that long ago, why you could produce a studio film for $23 million and have it make $500 million worldwide, and then you're making movies for $300 million and you can't make it, you barely can make it make $400 million, which is a loss, because this theater gets half the ticket sale, and then you got marketing and promotion costs. So the model's getting harder and harder. And I don't know if you heard, Doug, but the actors are on strike. Holy cow.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Actors, the Hollywood walkout now includes the Writers Guild. I get a kick out of, I was talking about this earlier, the last episode of The Blacklist was on last night. And
yes.
The reason that it, and I've spoiled it for a lot of people, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it. One of the great pieces of television, I think, in the modern era. So well written, well done.
Yes.
Spader really answered the call. And, you know, there are hundreds of episodes and 10, 11 years of this.
So did you like the last episode?
Yes and no. It didn't end the way that I thought it was going to end.
Okay.
But it ended in a way that Spader, well, it appears, so here's the story with, teamed with the writers' walkout. They hadn't finished shooting the end of the series when the writers went on strike. So apparently Spader and the showrunner decided they were going to write the last two episodes, and they did, and then they went to Spain to produce it instead of doing it in New York City.
So they were allowed to do. They were allowed to write that episode themselves.
Apparently, Spader went toe to toe with what I read last night. After it was over, Spader just took it upon himself. Hey, I'm going to finish this show. I don't know what's going on with you guys, but we're doing it, and that's how it got done.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick. So I'll tell you a quick story. Here's the problem with the writers and the actors strike. Well, the actors strike in general about residuals. Carol O'Connor, back in the 1970s, he played Archie Bunker on All in the Family. He was the first actor who had the understanding and the vision that that show would become generational and it would be ultimately shown in repeats many years down the road. So he was the first actor to cut a deal for syndication rights to make money from All in the Family years later, right? So then obviously Friends, the cast of Friends made a fortune. Cast of Cheers made a ton of money. Seinfeld made a ton of money. The whole cast made a ton of money because those shows were sold to a separate entity which took the rights and then sold those episodes into syndication on individual stations and sub-networks like TNT and TBS. That's pretty easy to understand, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so now, if you have a Netflix show, Netflix, who are they going to sell it to? It's so much different. Like, you can't put it on, there's so many intangibles to this current new age marketplace that it's not the same. I don't see how the money's going to come from Netflix to give these people years later.
They have to keep it on their own. All right, big star this weekend on Monday will be Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, and that isn't any surprise here. This is going to be a huge box office draw. I'm eager to see it myself, frankly, so we'll get that report on Monday from Chucker. It's now 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.